This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of September 25th. It's evident to almost everyone involved in agriculture that Congress won't pass a new farm bill prior to the expiration of the 2018 farm bill on September 30th. But some programs such as crop insurance and supplemental nutrition programs will continue without interruption for the near term, and the impacts of an expired bill will vary across other agricultural programs. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson said that prospects are still good for passing a bipartisan farm bill before the December 31st deadline, and that he has, quote, never seen such strong support from leadership. But when that might happen is the big question, because of the growing possibility the House will allow a government shutdown by the end of this week. With these problems in mind, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow indicated that she didn't have confidence that the House could pass a farm bill and that her chamber will take the lead in passing a bill ahead of the House, probably sometime in December. Joe Outlaw, Texas A&M Extension economist and co-director of the Agriculture and Food Policy Center, contends that it could take 2 years to pass a new farm bill, since it has taken a backseat to larger funding issues, including the current battle to keep the federal government open. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is warning consumers that the recent hot weather had reduced August milk production, since cows under stress eat less. And that may affect milk production for the rest of the year. Therefore, the agency has lowered its forecast for total milk production this year by 400 million pounds. The USDA points out that wholesale dairy prices are already increasing due to the tightened supply. From the week ending August 12th to the September 9th, the price for butter climbed about 3 cents a pound, while the cost of a 40-pound block of cheddar cheese jumped around 17 cents a pound. While low water levels on the Mississippi River are affecting barge traffic from the upper Midwest to ports of the lower Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico, low water levels are also affecting ship traffic through the Panama Canal, which is driving up shipping rates on both waterways. Midwest farmers are facing a double whammy, since they're dependent on these aquatic highways to economically ship their grain south for transport either east or west to Asia, and have reasonable shipping rates for inputs like crop production chemicals, fertilizer, gasoline, and diesel fuel that go north. Over the past couple of months, rates on both waterways have increased dramatically. Transporting goods south or north by trucks is an expensive alternative to river shipping. Since one barge can transport what 70 fully loaded semi-trucks can carry, and during normal shipping conditions, one towboat can move 36 barges at a time. So it would take 2,520 trucks to replace the grain that one towboat can move from Illinois to terminals in New Orleans. Hopefully, you know by now that the KSJD 2023 Fall Fund Drive is underway. Please consider a contribution to support programming that offers a diverse mix of national, state, and local news, interesting podcasts like Bird Notes, weekly outdoor reports, music provided by dedicated volunteer DJs, and much, much more. Boxing champion Muhammad Ali said, "Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth." Until next week, this is Bob Bragg.